This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Author Mike Tugas has kept a cabin in Woodbury for close to 40 years, but his books take readers far from a warm, wooded place and into historic, real-life adventures on the high sea. Think winter storms on the ocean, 30-foot waves, German U-boats, oil tankers, daring rescues, and a heavy dose of girl power. And Mike Tugas joins us by phone today from Mendon, Mass. to tell us more about his books and about one of them that even got made into a Disney movie. So first of all, you write all of these books about adventures on the high sea. Are you a sailor?
I'm a boater. I'm always out on the ocean fishing for striped bass. You'd never get me to do a transatlantic voyage on a sailboat.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I'll ask you about your book, The Finest Hours, that was made into a Disney movie. It's in theaters now. But first, I want to ask you about your 25th book. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's called So Close to Home. What's the actual historic event that inspired the story?
So Close to Home takes place in 1942 when World War II breaks out. And an American family is on a merchant ship returning to New Orleans when just 30 miles off the mouth of the Mississippi River, up comes a U-boat and blasts two torpedoes into the ship. And the little boy is 8 years old, the sister lives 11, and the young parents, they all get thrown into the ocean in different directions. A good portion of So Close to Home follows each one of their survival stories because they're separated. And I really thought that would be the heart of the book, but during the research, we discovered who the U-boat commander was who sank this ship, and then lo and behold, at the National Archives, they had his war diary. And all of a sudden, you see the same events through a very different perspective. It made me think very different about our German adversaries. You know, they were not Nazis. They're just young men, 18, 20 years old, trying to serve their country and what they went through on these U-boats.
So when you're doing research for your book, are you looking through archives in the library, or are you able to talk to the people who were actually in the event?
The 8-year-old boy actually lives not too far from me, and so we had not only his recollections of the events, but we had all sorts of letters from the survivors and audio recordings they had done. And it borders on the miraculous, because I always looked for a story of survival that involved females as well as males, and this was the story. My other books, all the rescuers are male, and all the survivors in the ocean that they're trying to save are males. So I said, I need to, you know, highlight the courageous actions and decision makings of females, and I thought I'd get, you know, one or two. I never dreamed I'd get a whole family and the family dynamics of what they were going to, trying to survive in the Gulf of Mexico.
Do you ever run into any challenges, any doors that have been closed, getting too close to information?
In my more recent Survival at Sea books, sometimes it's just too raw, and you may come across a survivor who just doesn't want to talk about it, and I totally respect that. And I do share the part that is about them with them for accuracy. And I've also found that that gives them a level of comfort. They relax and they open up knowing that he's going to get it right and I'm going to have a chance to make sure he gets it right.
And just this past January, your book called The Finest Hours became a Disney movie. What was the historic event behind that book? And then tell us how Hollywood came calling.
The Coast Guard's greatest and most daring rescue happened during a winter storm in 1952 when two giant oil tankers were split right in half from the waves off Cape Cod. And it's a miracle rescue. A local producer in Boston read The Finest Hours, and she asked the co-author and I if she could pitch it to Disney with two screenwriters that she'd worked with in the past. So we were very lucky.
Have you seen it on the big screen?
Yes. The first time I saw it, I couldn't help but compare. But the second and third time, I absolutely loved it because I just let myself go like I was Joe Public. Got to hang out with Chris Pine and Casey Affleck and Holiday Granger, and they would ask me about, you know, the characters they were portraying in The Finest Hours. The rescue was spot on. It was exactly how the survivors described it. And, you know, if you didn't know that, you'd think that Disney's making this stuff up.
And, Mike, you've written many, many books about these daring sea adventures, and you've had books on the New York Times bestseller list. But there's another book that you're more well-known for?
The amount of mail I get for Porcupine in the Outhouse is more than all 24 of my other books combined. I'm telling you, wherever I go, that's all I hear about, and the mail I get, an email.
Mike, thanks for chatting today about The Finest Hours and So Close to Home and the porcupine in your outhouse.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Woodbury author Mike Tugas. He'll be doing some speaking events at various libraries in the coming months about his latest book, and you can find those dates at vpr.net.